You are about to embark on the most wonderful experience of your life. I will not explain at this moment how and why it works. I don't have the time, it just does.
Ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, the slower and the several, I'm lower in my level.
I did it last week.
No, you didn't. You tried to do it, and then
I did.
You had to redo it.
No. I had to redo it when you tried it too.
You sounded
all fucking gay, like, yeah, okay, try it. Try what? The whole intro.
What intro?
Intro to the show.
Why do you say what intro like, every time? Like, what intro?
Oh, you're like we have a major
dude,
intro.
You fucking idiot! Come on, introduce what? The show.
Welcome to Ripped in Half.
Who are you?
I'm Todd.
Fuck that guy.
I'm going to slap you in the forehead with my dick.
Fuck you, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. That's what he does look like, huh? Mr. Clean.
Like a young douchebaggy right. Version.
Welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Eric.
I'm Steve.
I'm Jason.
He's not Jason.
He's dead to us.
Jason died. April Fools.
No, you're about 3 days too late. No, yeah. 4 days now.
This show will be like 2 weeks too late.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know, because you never get fucking caught up.
It's going to be 2011 when they listen to the show. Or 2012, sorry.
2012.
Man, the Ray Jason's gone.
When the world ends, yeah.
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 Two oceans.
I don't believe in that shit.
You don't?
Nope.
You didn't go sign up for that plan to be safe?
No.
2012 disaster plan?
No.
Is there an insurance thing for that?
Yeah, actually. That was the thing where you give them money. And then once it hits, you're protected. You go to, like, this shelter thing and whatnot. I don't know.
Sure. So, in other words, they scam you out of your money?
They had commercials about it and everything.
That's
funny.
Crazy.
That's one big scam.
I'm actually listening to a book about that. Like, people actually got into those little... They think nuclear war is going to happen, so they start a business. They start businesses up where they're actually... Like
the whole bomb shelter thing?
Yeah. But it's giant, like they're digging into old mining caves and mountains and having whole communities pay... To fucking go in there and shit.
I'll do it.
It's like a 2 week timeshare, and if that 2 weeks happens where you're there, or you can pay an extra $5,000, and then you can go anytime within 10 hours that a nuclear strike hit.
There's no blackout days.
Well, you have your 2 weeks, but if you pay the extra $5,000, no, you can show up. But
well, as Indiana Jones showed us, that you just go inside of a damn refrigerator and you're safe.
No,
you just close your eyes and don't look.
Those fridges back in the day must have been really insulated,
right?
God. They're huge. They're fucking heavy as fuck.
I know, but you see how far his fucking thing got blasted and how high it is, and he comes crashing down, and he pops out.
Didn't break a neck or anything.
Oh, no, no. Oh shit. I survived.
I would have just took it.
Come on, short round.
Short round. He's talking about your penis, huh? Short round.
That's what they call me. They have another thing that's on the internet, like for Christians, when the rapture comes. People who love their pets, that a certified atheist will come and go and take care of your pets. You pay for this. I've found their website before, too. And it's crazy, dude.
Wow.
A certified atheist will come and just take care of your dog because or cat or whatever when they're left over.
Because they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's why.
Hold on. But I didn't know you could actually become a card-carrying atheist.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. I guess if you have to work there.
Every day.
I guess to work there, yeah.
They're certified atheists around.
It's not hard. Do you believe in God? No.
You're qualified.
All right. Let's take your picture. Card. There you go.
But see,
it gets you discounts.
You can be a Buddhist.
You don't believe in God. You don't even need a drug test for that. So you don't even need a drug test to be an atheist.
You don't need a drug test to be any religion.
Actually, if you do drugs, then you're more qualified. It's a higher qualification.
Oh, come on. Jesus smoked pot. You know it.
You got promoted. Who decided to even roll up a plant
and
smoke it?
You think pot grows there? It's the fucking desert. Ain't shit there.
Who do you think decided to roll up a fucking piece of plant and start to smoke it?
Might try to burn it for fucking fire, and
doesn't that even, it baffles my mind just to even think why, like, people do stuff. Like, oh, let's smoke this potpourri. They die. Smoke weed. All right, it works.
Trial and error, just like discovering new foods.
It's hard to test that.
Well, at first, you have to probably start really from tobacco, and then trial and error on other plants.
Why
like, maybe this would be good,
smoke
too.
That? Let's chew it.
That's the real question, then. Why smoke tobacco?
It's probably
why smoke crack?
It's probably initially for just they started chewing it, and from there, it just evolved.
I don't know. I always think about that, like... What urges people to even try something like that? It is crazy at the time. Like, how do we even know, like a chicken? Well, I wonder what made him eat the first chicken.
It's easy to catch.
Yeah.
And it looks like you can eat it.
I know, but...
They're not really a free-range bird.
Well, they can't fly, which is pretty easy right there.
What's stopping
them? That pretty much answers the question, why do we start eating chicken? Because you can walk up and club them upside the fucking head.
You can do that to a human. Why don't they start eating humans?
Oh, we did.
More times are tough, yeah.
No, more often.
More often. Isn't it because like it doesn't cook well?
Why can't I go to a restaurant and just eat like a homeless person?
It's not because it couldn't cook well.
I'm that rich.
Yeah. Besides, I think I like my meat a little cleaner. Because human is not FDA approved.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I want an organic human.
Homeless people, that's what poor people eat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our middle class people eat.
I want my human veal.
You want grade A human, right?
Yeah. I want Kobe human.
I like basketball
Kobe
player.
Beef, please. Some Kobe beef.
Delicious.
Tender hamstring and shit like that.
Went out to dinner.
I know. What makes it wrong to eat a hamster? Why should I be looking down
at hamstring?
Oh, well, why should I look down at even eating a hamster or something else?
It's hamster.
You shouldn't, but it's probably not really much in there.
I don't know.
I've got a lot of bones in it.
Let's eat this little fucker right here.
No, it's
aged well.
It looks pretty plump.
It's one of those taboo things, just like there are places that are mortified the fact that we eat cow, the fact that we don't eat dog.
I'll eat a dog. Like that. I eat coyote. Why not eat a dog? Initially, the same thing. I'll eat a cat. I'll eat anything.
How do you think the chow got its name? It was bred for eating?
Mm-hmm. We don't eat the cute animals, really. That's why.
We just feel bad. That's why I want to move out of the
country. Have you never had rabbit?
That's why I want to move out of the country. No, you don't eat rabbit.
That's
jack
more of a
rabbit.
Challenge. It's not a...
You don't eat a bunny.
You can eat that stuff, but like
yes, you can.
I know. I said you can.
You don't eat a fluffy bunny,
but it's not like the way it's here.
No, it's no different than the fucking bunny you go find out in the field. But it's same thing.
Jackrabbit. Jackrabbit is a big ugly ass bunny, but you look at a little cute fluffy
it's
bunny.
The exact
you're like,
same thing.
You're gonna eat it.
Damn right.
Those things are slow, anyways.
I don't know. Stephanie keeps saying she wants to get rabbit. Oh, if only she could find some rabbit. I'm like, you know where the pet store is. People do it all the time.
Shit. My friend Sam has six rabbits.
Hell, no, I've actually found cookbooks. I have found cookbooks, like modern day cookbooks. I fucking tell you.
Should I eat a pest?
Written by frontiersmen, yeah.
You can go to a Mexican restaurant or a Mexican store and they have rabbit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that was my argument right there. It's not a commodity you can go to the store and buy, but apparently he just debunked that.
Yeah,
like,
you
can't go like to Albertsons and Staters.
No,
Stephanie's
found it at the Staters up there on Green Spot.
He's got rabbit, frog legs.
That's for the rich people up there. You go to fucking one down the hill, you're not going to find that.
One down the hill ain't that got nothing. Yeah, Stephanie told me about it. She was going to get it, but since she forgot.
They don't even sell cow head or goat head in there anymore because it's so disgusting to look at.
Yeah, you really gotta
I remember you used to go to Staters, you can get a cow head, but easy. Eat it.
Yeah, I want to get a whole hog.
Fish eye.
And I want to stuff it with a turkey. That's been stuffed with a duck. It's been stuffed with a chicken. It's been stuffed by a pheasant.
I've heard that somewhere. Where did I hear that from?
And stuff all the birds and the pig with that, too.
You'd probably find an instructional video about that. I don't know
You think
where.
So?
Maybe somewhere.
Maybe.
Someplace people upload their own fucking videos.
Yeah, we're going to have to look it up on a place you can upload your videos on some site, some wide web site that anybody can access for free if only there was
no one believes in that feature bullshit you hear. Read Jules Verne once and you're fucking thinking like all these amazing things are going to happen one day.
A man can dream.
Gay man. Any normal man.
That's just heresy talk. We're going to put you in jail.
Oh shit.
Blasphemy and shit.
Are you going to waterboard me?
Waterboard with lemonade.
Could be fun.
That's not lemonade.
No, it's going to request for pink.
You can pretend. I'll put blood in lemonade.
It's the only way to make it pink.
With AIDS.
Whoopee
AIDS.
With a side of AIDS and hepatitis C.
Well, you can't do anything without a side of AIDS. It has to have a side of AIDS.
Get some Robitussin for that. Be fine.
Delicious.
That's right.
Take a couple aspirins. You'll be good. Move to Africa. You'll be normal.
You'll fit right in, right?
Right.
So anyway,
you can't go into Africa unless you have AIDS.
Custom is stopping. Custom agent stop you. You know, as you're coming in, do you have any foreign fruits or vegetables? Do you, sir, have AIDS? No? Sorry. Back on the plane.
They're like, oh, don't worry. We have a dirty needle right here. There you go.
I picked up eggs smuggling blood diamonds in my ass.
I was like, sir, do you have AIDS? Nope. You do now.
I love that movie, Blood Diamond.
Never saw it.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
That's an excellent movie, actually.
Never cared to see it, really.
Actually,
I heard it was a great movie. I just had no desire to see it.
It's probably one of my top.
It was
one of my top movies.
Good movie. I just went and took the kids to go see Sucker Punch today.
Was that good?
I liked it.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's more of a wait till video for me thing.
I liked it.
I was checking out Doug Loves Movies tweets, and he's like, "It's the punch is spiked with boring."
I personally liked it.
When I
heard that, I was like, oh,
"When I look at it, the first thing when I see the previews is like, it's a preview movie." Yeah, but
you have to keep in mind how many times we've listened to Doug talk about certain movies, say it was a terrible movie, and we're like, "Well, it was a good one. We both liked it."
He is really no. That's Leonard Maltin, though.
We've done it with Doug too. Yeah, but we've done it with Doug too. So
he is really critical about movies. It's called Doug Loves Movies. He loves him so much that when something bad happens, it's annoying. It really bothers him.
I don't know. The only reason I watch a movie in the movie theater is either my girlfriend wants to go see it, or if I have to watch the movie theater. Like, the graphics are so great, I have to watch the movie theater, but I can care less.
Well, that's why I went to Sterling. It was fucking $5 a head.
I'm not a big movie. I mean, I love movies, but going to the movie theater is
that's what they offer whatever. Now to go to the theater now?
Yeah.
$5 at that theater?
It's always been $5. Right. Actually, it used to be $4 back in the day. When I used to live over there when I was like junior high, we used to go for $4. But we used to go, and all our friends worked there, so we used to go pay for one movie, and we'd stay there all fucking day and watch movies.
Well, I heard that recently Krikorian went up to like $14 an hour movie.
That's ridiculous.
That's 3D, isn't it?
The only cheap theater is Harpkins, and that's the only one around here is in Chino. And it's like, and movies at night are like $9. That's it.
I heard there's some place
in Redlands that's a cheap theater.
But I ain't going there at night.
I watch it. I don't mind that place.
I'm going there at night. I used to live down there. Fuck that. Riverside? I know how it is. No, Riverside. Sterling.
Oh. I was saying Riverside has a cheap theater like that. With fucking like $2 fucking movies. And they have a drive-thru there, too.
Drive-in.
It's a drive-thru
movie.
That's right.
I go to the drive-in.
You sit there forever.
I go to the drive-in all the time over there.
Yeah, that's why I saw Pirates.
Two movies for $7. Why
and
not?
Cars. Too.
Yeah. No, it's fun if you get like a group of people, and you know you fucking have a nice chest full of fucking beer and food.
You don't do that. That's uncivilized. What are you talking about?
Fuck Steve? You.
Yeah. Only queers do that.
Uh-huh. People with good sound systems.
Only queers do that.
People with good sound systems in their fucking vehicles.
Let's go to the movies.
You box it in. You have your own fucking seats that you bring.
You park it right here.
Oh, no, that's something I went to. That's what we fucking did. We had a table set up. We had fucking all shit for taco, fucking liquors, beer.
Tacos.
We had two vans on one side with the doors open, and the truck behind us had fucking surround sound stereo in the truck. And we all fucking dialed it to the theater that we're watching, and we sat inside this fucking semicircle of the vehicles. Perfect surround sound.
I know. I usually just go there and fucking leave. I never really get done watching the movie, ever.
He just plays with his
drive-ins that have sex in.
Yeah, that's basically what we use it for. That's the only time we want to go to drive-in. There's no other reason I would go to the drive-in at all. If someone asked me, you want to go to the drive-in, I will not go.
This is a hunch hit.
Unless
you want to try and score.
No try. Unless I'm going to score. That's about it.
I want a guarantee.
there's no trying involved.
I want movies, like popcorn, and my dick sucked.
Would you like to go to the drive-in? Are we going to fuck? No, then no.
You go to the...
I think that should be code.
I think it was one of Riverside.
Want to go to the drive-in?
They actually still have the speakers that connect to your car sitting on the side. I don't know if they solve them anymore.
A lot of places don't have them anymore.
They turn the radio.
They don't work.
But they actually don't have them there.
No, they don't even have them there. It's poles that are there. That's it. You see the exposed wire. They have them fucking ripped out.
People steal them, probably.
I would, too.
You know how many people fucking back in the day when they used to use a speaker... After the movie was over, probably just started their car and drove off into there. I mean, I see people do that with gas pumps. It's funny.
That's so retarded with the gas pump.
Yeah, I've seen it happen. It's funny.
Why would
shit.
You not know it was done then?
People are stupid.
I don't even know.
You still have to check to know it's done.
I left
done.
My gas
it's
cap.
It's the human condition.
I've done that twice.
Everybody's done that.
It sucks. So you got to pay $15 for another damn gas cap.
I got really paranoid and OCD about that. I always had to like keep checking.
Yeah. Well, now that's a good thing. About, I forgot that's it. That's a good thing with the newer cars because they're now connected.
Yeah. So you know, that little plastic hanger.
The little plastic hanger that you hang it on there.
Mine has a little thing for the door, and you can just hang it on there.
Yeah.
That's what mine does.
No, I've once left it on top of the fucking car, forgot to screw it on. I just closed the flap.
I've done that too.
And driven off. Well, it wasn't until we made her this turn that all of a sudden I hear this click, 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 and I see something rolling in the rearview mirror. I'm like, fuck. Pull over, got out, walked all the way over, picked it up, put it on, and then left.
You ever seen people?
I've gone home and done that.
You ever seen people with their gas thing open without the gas cap and you just want to throw a match in there?
Yeah.
I want to try to throw something in there. Doesn't matter what it is.
Let's see if it makes it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I carry a box of sugar packets with me.
Just throw some sugar. Dude, that's so fucked up.
I'm just driving and just like trying to flick them in there.
Dude, that fucks up. That fucks branches so bad when you put sugar in it.
Oh, yeah, it's like the wood chips in the oil.
So bad. Like, I feel bad. I mean, shit costs like $1,000 to fix.
Fuck. Wood chips in the oil?
Yeah.
What?
You remember that? Because
you have to put them in the top of the engine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
How do you even get them in there? How do you even get someone's car to get them in there?
Fucking funnel.
First, you break the window, and then you open up the hood.
That's right. I'm not going to bother stealing the car. I just want to fucking
know. Yeah.
No, there are actual cars that you don't even need to fucking hit the latch. It's got a little fucking thing just right under the hood.
You go up to like Fonz. You go up to like the Fonz and just tap it and pop open.
It's called a Pinto, but I'm pretty sure not a lot of people have it anymore.
Just kick the gas.
No, you've never heard about the wood chips in the oil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where you pour in the oil, you fucking add wood chips into there. It fucks it up.
That's so fucked up.
It's worse than a potato in the tailpipe.
I wonder what your sexual adventures.
Who even decides to put a wood chips in oil filter? Like in oil. It's like,
who decides to put sugar in gas?
Putting something in the gas,
yeah,
would be pretty much be a good
people
idea.
People piss in the gas.
I have pissed in the gas tank.
It's just water, though. Yeah.
It's just easier access. No one even thinks about it. Because you have to put wood chips in, you have to get a funnel, you put the wood chips in, and I can barely pour fucking gas in there, let alone wood chips. You stick them in there one by one.
You chew on them, spit them out like a bird.
Well, because the thing is about the wood chips, they do soak
like sunflower seeds.
They soak up the oil. You think you're low on oil, so add more, and it just keeps getting fucking soaked up. And the only way for them to get it out is to replace the whole fucking engine. It's fucked up.
Why not put pieces of sponge in there?
Once you put the wood chips in, the engine will just fucking eat it up and fuck up the inside of your engine. You actually would reach down the bottom and fucking start soaking it up. Your engine would be fucked from the beginning. It wouldn't take a while.
Why not put Downy paper towels in there? They'll soak it up.
Not the same.
Put a ShamWow in there.
put a couple pieces of ShamWow in there. I'll put another new trick.
There you go.
ShamWow in here. What's the fucking headset? A liter of Coke. What the
No, it's when we're not
getting that sponsor.
Yeah, when I used to work at U-Haul, me and my boss fucked with one.
Has one more sponsor gone?
Yeah, they used to strap a trailer on the Steve and used to walk down the street with it.
I've actually had to do that. It wasn't fun.
What?
He was the horse. That's what he worked with.
I don't know. They put a seat on you too when someone rode you.
No, they.
How do you think they deal with you when you show up late?
No, they just spit on him and rode him.
Strap you like a rickshaw,
pretty much.
They spit on him and rode him.
Let me tell you the corner of Beijing Market.
The Stephen carriage.
That's right. No, what we did, though, is one of my friends that worked there, too.
They put a carrot in front
of you. I'm pretty sure they put something a little less healthier. Unless they deep-fried that carrot, I'm pretty sure that he's not going to budge.
Put a deep-fried double-double in there. There you go.
Fried Twinkie. No, we had a fire extinguisher that had to be refilled, so it was really low. So it was one of those, just fuck around with it. There's no point in keeping it for safety.
The powder ones or this?
The powder ones.
It's cocaine. I've done that in a classroom.
Yeah. No, so what we did is we put it up one of my friend's tailpipes, and we fucking sprayed it on the tailpipe. So that way when he started his car and he revved it, all of a sudden his white powder just foof around the back of his car. You see him turn off his car, jump out. What the fuck was that? Of course, my boss was kind of an ass. He also put a dead bird under the guy's seat. And then when
Isn't that a curse?
Yeah. No, and then when I was a fucking, I wasn't in the store at the moment, I was out helping a customer before I came in to help another customer, put a bunch of fucking hand soap in my can of Coke. So I'm fucking drinking it, and I fucking, oh, wait a minute.
You're nice wet.
And I'm the only one in the store, and a customer fucking comes in, I'm like.
You have a lotion mustache.
No, he comes in, so I'm like.
Soap mustache right there.
No, a dude comes in, so I'm like. Hold on a minute. I run to the fucking bathroom. I start throwing up. I'm quite literally like throwing up rainbow butter bubbles. It all come out liquid, but the moment it hit the toilet and make the splash, all these bubbles would form. Oh,
it was coming with vomit breath.
The best thing
how may I help you?
Yeah.
Best thing to do is you make a bunch of cookies. You put a bunch of salt in it. You hear another for it, and then they can buy the cookies, just get a big old thing of salt, and this is horrible.
No, do you make chocolate brownies mixed with chocolate laxatives?
Doesn't work. It's a myth.
It works.
Never heard of that before, ever.
Frank did it.
Who did it? No one did it.
Nobody. Frank did it.
Well, Frank needs about 50 laxatives.
No, he didn't do it for any. He did it. He made it and told his friends not to eat the shit, and sure enough, the rest of the class and his teacher shit themselves.
We've done that. We tried to do the laxative thing to somebody. It didn't work. Because we said, oh, you know, this candy, like Hershey bars and shit. And we gave them, like, she ate a bunch of them. We're just there laughing to ourselves. Really? But in the end, nothing happened.
I'm sure in the end it happened. You just weren't around.
I don't know.
We called it out on her, like, years later.
Laxatives don't always work.
And, like, it still didn't work.
It's not. It's not an instant thing, like most people think. Because I remember we put it in my friend's milk. Mm-hmm. He didn't shit or anything.
Yeah. You know what pretty much is an instant thing that's also fun to work with? Ipecac.
Steve loves the cack.
I like the cack. I like the Ipecac.
He likes the Instacac.
That's right.
It's like a combination of epic cock.
None too epic for him.
I should look that up on YouTube.
That'll burn your insides so bad.
I never thought of looking that on YouTube. I looked at the milk challenge. People try to chug a gallon of milk.
I still want to do that. We should do that. All of us.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
First off, I can't stand milk.
There's a promotional milk video right there.
We'll give you soy milk.
Soy milk, you can be done with.
What if we put chocolate in your milk, Steve? Would you be happy?
I'm not a fan of chocolate milk. I like strawberry milk.
What if we have a bunch of men just do a gallon of man milk? Would you chug it?
That I could do.
That's a lot of fucking man milk. That's a gallon.
But it has to be fresh.
I'll give you that in a week.
We need a lot of guys. It's fresh.
It's got to be fresh.
Well, you put it in the refrigerator.
I'll put an ad out.
I don't like it warm. Cold. I don't like it warm. It helps me go to sleep at night.
We'll line up 100 men for you.
We've got a billion Chinese guys that come in a fucking jar and mail it to you.
Shit. You'd have to cry a little first, though. Somebody to enjoy it.
He'll cry with joy. He finally got it for me. My dreams come true.
So beautiful.
Hold on. I had this in my mouth.
Honey, bring the kids.
Take pictures.
Take pictures.
Oh, joy.
Well, put this one on Facebook.
Well, it's all over your face, not much.
That's just what you call exfoliating cream. Work out the pores.
Get them silky smooth.
Yeah. Silky smooth. Eric knows all about that.
I do. I'm smooth.
He has three guys come on his face every night.
And massage it in.
It's routine.
It's a routine.
His only big complaint is sometimes when it gets in the nose, because once you get in the sinus, it burns.
I just shoot it out. Not a big deal.
It's just like a hanging globule of fucking snot. And
not a whiny little bitch like Steve.
I'm sorry.
This is not fresh.
Yeah.
I don't complain. I just accept.
Yeah, you accept a lot of cock.
In the ass. You see, he enjoys it right there reminiscing.
The good old days.
He just went to another place right now. He just caught a flashback. His eyes looked up at the sky. Got a big smile on his face.
He did. He just looked up like, my time in Rio. Jose, where have you been?
Rio? I don't even know where Rio is.
I miss Juan.
I know Reno has 911.
He said Rio, not Reno. That's what I said.
Reno 911.
The only time I ever
bird is that can't fly.
Rio, is there?
He didn't feel it in here.
Who the hell's Reno?
Ringo?
Oh, Ringo, Rango.
No. Dude, you guys are like way off the mark here.
There's a movie called
Rio. There's Rango, and there's also Reno 911.
Was Rayo or Rio the parrot?
What did you say? Everything wrong. Yes.
Was it the blue parrot?
Rio is the parrot.
I never seen that. I never heard of it.
It's because it hasn't come out yet.
He's dancing in the sand.
Never heard of it.
It's got George Lopez as a toucan.
Oh, I'm definitely not watching it.
It's actually kind of
George
funny.
Lopez has toucans.
I can't stand. George Lopez is not funny.
What, he offends Mexicans like you?
No.
I thought you loved your white heart like him.
Yeah.
What? Why do I hate him? How does he offend Mexicans? All he does is scream in his fucking comedy stand-ups. He plays mariachi music in the background and he screams. That's basically like what the comedy is.
Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
He can't do nothing right.
It's bad. Bad News Bear.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
That's a good movie. I love both versions.
I haven't seen
the. What about the original sequel?
Sequel's still good too.
The original sequel was good one.
Well, they're good movies. Altogether. Yeah,
they were.
Movies.
I'll clap to it.
Although, speaking of remake.
I'll fap to it.
Yeah, you know they're remaking now? Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They showed a teaser trailer for it.
No one even remembers that. You mentioned that to anybody, they'll be like, huh?
Conan? I was watching that the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
With Arnold.
Shit.
Well, it's definitely not Arnold playing it. I have no idea who's playing it. Yeah, they got that coming out.
I ain't gonna fucking work. Fucking that's stupid. They're going to make another Pirates after.
He was in his prime. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're already working on a script.
There's supposed to be at least two more.
They need to hurry up and go to the age where pirates are dead.
Where the Spanish come and kill them all? Yeah.
Yeah. They just need to show them getting raped and die. All the treasure taken away.
All the pirates get raped.
All the pirates get raped. Butt pirates. That's where butt pirates come in. Johnny Depp.
That
Johnny Depp invents the butt pirate.
Well, when he gets the Fountain of Youth, he's going to live for a long. Eventually becomes a butt pirate.
No, saying, well, that is actually the whole point of the island city of Tortuga. Tortuga was a
Steve speaking
butt pirate island.
Pretty much. Pretty much. I only found this out when I used to have an illustrated world history book on pirates. And that's how I found that out.
So when you get to that page, a bunch of fucking pirates butt fucking each other.
Thankfully, they didn't illustrate that part.
Like your National Geographic when you're a kid.
Yeah. Steve was like,
"Sort of black woman with saggy titties."
Steve just sits there and it's like the good old days,
with saggy balls,
the good old days.
I know, huh?
Although,
back when your only option was a cuttlefish or a scurvy cock.
Although, if you think about back in the Roman days, homosexuality wasn't a big issue as it is today.
Yeah, men fucked each other more than they did women.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Rome.
No,
and it was anywhere.
Yeah,
if you got captured, yeah, you'd probably be raped.
No, actually, the kings and the higher
all of them did it.
They all.
In fact, especially
ones named Jason.
From what I heard,
how come that's not in the Roman Catholic Bible?
Yeah,
Jason.
From what I had heard,
yeah, me too. I have a biblical name.
At one point, they even had annual celebrations where the couples would get together with their friends and everything. The men would exchange presents to each other, beat their wives, swap their wives, and then ass fuck each other.
Sounds like a redneck stream.
I know.
It's a backwards key party.
I was like, why can't we have shit like holidays like that where everyone takes a day off?
That's probably the worst thing I've ever heard.
Makes it close for the war. For the Roman Christmas.
Where you're going with that. Why do we have holidays like that? I was like, I don't want a holiday.
That's probably about the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
He wants a holiday where he goes to a party and beats the shit out of his wife and go fucks a guy.
No, see, other than the ass fuck, I'm talking about more the freeloading debauchery type.
I don't know. I think Steve's hitting something about
it. He wants to swing with you.
I want
to. He wants to beat somebody else's woman and fuck the dude.
Only if he cries and she's forced to watch, and I'll do it with no lube. Make him cry. While she sits there with a bloody broken nose.
Sounds like the worst time.
You sound
of
like
my
you
life.
Have this all planned out. Put a lot of thought into this.
He's got an edge knife up to his throat. Yeah.
He has like a swing diary.
No, not really.
It's full of fucked up pictures, eyes all crossed out and shit.
It's like I steal photos of other people and I have their own eyes all scratched out with pennies and shit.
Dicks going on their ass.
Underneath are the captions, unclean, unclean.
God.
Steve the Red Dragon. Right?
Yeah.
These guys.
Yo, that was a good movie, too. I liked that movie.
I just saw that a couple weeks, like last week, too.
Really?
That was a good one.
I didn't realize until I was watching it, I actually have saw it before. I actually thought I didn't watch that one.
It was a good. Yeah. It was for a prequel. It was really well.
Yeah,
good. I think.
Well, see, and that's the thing because that book came out before Silence of the Lamb came out. But when they did the movies, they did Silence of the Lamb first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never understood.
Thus, a prequel.
Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Now Star Wars makes sense.
Yeah, Star Wars are all prequels, which were I didn't care for any of them.
I liked them.
I liked the originals. The first one. The first. Are we taking a break, Jason? Jason, why are you taking off your headset? What are you doing?
I got pissed.
Yeah, sounds good right now.
Tater tots.
A chicken club sandwich from McDonald's.
I got a club sandwich today.
Dude, nothing from McDonald's ever sounds good.
No, there's very few things I like from
them. How do you do that? I can't like it.
They have very few things that I like, but one of them I do like is a chicken club sandwich.
The only thing good, fries.
I like salads.
I like cop salads.
I have
like salads.
I have has a good salad.
Has an egg in it.
Cobb salad has egg, avocado, all this stuff. Yeah.
But I know, as far as McDonald's fries,
it's good.
They taste good, kind of. But I can make just as good fries at home.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
They're not McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
No, I found out. No, because that's the thing. I found out their secret, how they make them the way they do.
Come.
Oil?
No. What they do is.
You fry them. Freeze them. No, fry before, them again.
No, before they ever fry them. No, before they ever fry them. To make it so soft in the center, like all mashy potato-like.
Make a load of it.
Mashy potato-like.
Mashy potato-like.
Mashy potato-like.
That's right. You.
It's called cooking it.
No, you steam them. You steam them. And then after they're properly steamed, then you let them sit and dry out. Then you fucking fry them.
That's a lot of work. I just go to the store.
No, let's go buy a bag of french fries.
No, one night.
You set the timer 20 minutes and go to the fucking baker's and then go get the fries and come back. It's a lot faster.
No, but one night I did make homemade fries. And get them. I made homemade fries and homemade chicken nuggets, and by far better than you get in any fast food.
I don't think the self-satisfaction actually makes it taste better, not actually taste better.
No, it wasn't just my self-satisfaction. Fucking everybody that had them loved them.
Well, they don't have the best taste.
These don't taste like McDonald's. Shut up and eat them. Steve made them. Otherwise, I'll have a fit. My fries are good. I know how to cook.
I got steak at College Junior. This is the best steak I ever had.
I'm going to put guys, I quit. I'm going to bed.
Get I'm
going to
put ketchup on my steak. My steak needs A1 sauce.
I don't like ketchup, especially on steak. Ew.
A1 sauce? Do you consider it ketchup?
No, he said ketchup. He said ketchup first. Oh, I can't stand people who put ketchup on their eggs.
Steve puts ketchup on their tacos.
I was thinking about that. I thought that was
I love ketchup on my scrambled eggs.
Yeah, you put Tapatio on ketchup? Fine.
Scrambled eggs? No. Hell yeah. Hey, scrambled eggs with corn tortilla chips?
No, that's good.
Tortilla chips?
No. You get corn tortillas and you fry them and you put eggs. You scramble eggs and you put it on top. I don't know. It's like a recipe that we used to use.
It's a Mexican thing.
Yeah, basically.
No, I like scrambled eggs.
Never heard of that.
I'll make it for you.
Wow, you admit you're Mexican.
You can make me breakfast
after
in the morning?
After sex.
Yeah.
Why are you still here?
I love.
Hey, honestly, that's Joel asked for. Joel asks for that every fucking morning.
Yeah, no, I love eggs, especially scrambled eggs. They're great. To me, though, you put ketchup on it and you just defiled them. They're ruined.
Why?
I don't like just ketchup on the eggs. They're horrible.
I don't like ketchup on my french fries.
Neither do I.
I don't diss anyone that puts ketchup on the french fries, though.
I do.
Just makes an example of them. What the hell are you doing?
He goes around and finds people in restaurants and beats them.
Just parades them. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm gonna fucking kill you. Ketchup on french fries.
That's the thing. It's not even actually ketchup. It's one offshoot. Actually, it's the most recent version of ketchup. The very first ketchup ever created was
catsup.
No,
started with C.
No, it had no tomato. It was banana.
Banana ketchup.
They still make that. It's from the Philippines.
Yeah, that was the very first ketchup. You had banana. You had all these different flavors, and this is like fucking hundreds of years ago. It wasn't until the 1800s that they made ketchup out of tomato.
You can buy this stuff, banana ketchup.
Yeah. That was the very first ketchup ever made.
That sounds disgusting, but
It was not until the 1800s, like late 1800s, that they made ketchup out of tomato.
Spicy banana ketchup.
Mr. Peabody came and showed him how it's done.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
The white man showed him what it's up.
It was a white dog.
It's a white dog. Oh. It's a metaphor, really.
Yeah, I know. Shut up, dum-dum.
Oh, that dog.
Yeah. There we go. Now he gets it.
With his little boy
he adopted. Little boy he rapes.
Another person with a little boy. Remember we're talking about fucking Batman having
the boy with glasses and the dog wears glasses.
Everybody had little boys in them shows.
Everyone had glasses, too.
That's what made it relatable.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone had glasses, too. Batman had glasses.
That was Superman.
No, Superman.
But there's episodes of Batman that does have glasses.
I've never seen Bruce Wayne wear glasses.
Mm-hmm.
He's rich. Why would he need
You're
glasses?
You're full of shit.
Yeah, there's no laser eye surgery back then.
Yeah, contacts.
Just because Adam West wears glasses doesn't mean that everybody else does.
Mayor Adam West?
That is the best character on South Park.
South Park?
Family Guy. Oh, my God, dude. I'm an idiot.
No, that really
That's
is.
That's in there, so yeah, I'm a fucking moron.
No, that really is, because it's Adam West doing the voice. He lets him use his real name, but he acts like an idiot. And you know that's not how he really is in person, but he allows him to write the script.
I hope
that way.
He is. I'd be disappointed if he wasn't.
No, and that's what's so funny about it. No, did you see the episode, though, where it ended with it was him and Rob Lowe in bed, like separate beds, and Adam West wakes up. He had this weird dream about talking dogs and a boy named Stewie. And Rob Lowe's like, Oh, don't worry about it. It's just a dream. We got to get to bed. We've got money to make in the morning because we're stars.
That's the parody of the ending, the season finale of Bob Newhart.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's how they ended the show.
I didn't know
it was all a dream and shit like that. Or they all live inside of like a little...
Like I like the one where...
of a lamp or some shit like
Peter,
that.
Peter,
no, I like how they
Peter made it look... what the hell's his name? Matthew Perry looked gay.
Oh yeah.
And then at the end he's in the bed with Mary West. He's like, if I do this, we get out of my head.
Yeah, no, he's like, will you stop stealing my water? Oh, yeah, yeah, like sure, that. Whatever. And that was
I like
fun.
When he calls Joe and looking for the criminals, and Joe thought they meant fucking the Griffin family. But he's like, no, I want who's looking. Took the rest of the letters, out, all the little lights off my light bright. My name's not Adam Wee. It's Adam West. Or is it Adam Wee? Why? Who are you? Why are you calling me? It's like I showed him. No one messes with Adam Wee that way.
He's a good character.
Or when Cleveland was going to kill Quagmire, so Quagmire gets protection by Adam West. He's sitting there dressed in the British guard outfit. He's like, I will stay up all night and I will not move a muscle.
Oh, you're talking about when he has sex with his wife?
Yeah, he's sitting there.
Boner. He's talking about boner. He's talking about boner.
He's like, I'm sorry, I have failed. Take this banana. What's it for? You'll know when the time is right.
Awesome. I know there's a porno with boner in it.
There's lots of boners and boners.
Lots of boners and boners?
Boners and boners and porno.
Boners on boners, yeah, that's right.
You ain't a man unless you have a boner on your boner.
My boner has a boner.
It's like the verse of the size. That's how you fuck around corners. So porno stars with fucking dicks that turn to the right and shit? They got boners on boners?
You know what I call them? We were sling.
I've seen those.
I got popsicle sticks for
that. Seen lots of those, Steve. We know.
I've experienced them, too.
They're just going to men. They hook Steve.
God. Hooking, huh?
Like, does it hurt? It's like, no, really.
I'm pretty sure stabbing my kidney. I'm pretty sure Steve's ass is going to be bleeding by the end of the show. There's something wrong. He better hope he didn't eat spicy food.
It looks like ketchup and eggs.
That's the thing. I'm not sure if I did eat spicy food, but
that's it. Wait, if you ever see Steve, just throw ketchup and eggs at him.
Breakfast burritos thrown at him.
Careful, I may throw a rabid guinea pig at you.
Carry that with you at your ass.
That's right.
Come on, let's cut it and eat it.
Just like, comes and throws a breakfast burrito at you, and you're like, hold on, you reach down your pants and pull out a fucking rabbit.
Oh, yeah. No, just like I walk around with my gun. It's called Adobe-O-Matic.
Shit, Steve just fucking shit out five guinea pigs just during the show.
So that's why a guinea pig for a pet.
Scampering around.
That's why he has gas, because they're trying to escape.
No,
ripped in half pet store.
That's just
Steve's like, what? You want a bird? Hold on.
Yeah. Why your hamster and gerbil needs
it? Reach on in there. I got two.
We're out of rats, though.
See, Eric, that's just their decomposition. That's all.
Steve has tattoos. He has rip Lemmy Winks.
We have a Lemmy Winks special.
Rip Todd. Those are the ones that don't make it.
It's just the forearm ball of fur.
So you'll start seeing little X's tattooed on my forearm for every animal that didn't make it out.
He's also a reptile star, if you don't know. Mostly snakes.
Oh, no. Oh,
ball python.
No.
Ball python.
Oh, you keep pulling and pulling until a whole snake comes out.
Oh, you had to say that. The thing that popped in my head. I was online.
Steve's having a flashback.
Yeah.
Person.
No. Things you can't see? Or what?
No, this is going to make you guys go, what, an owl? I've seen this picture. It's one of these random things that I, you're looking for something. You click on it, it's something totally different.
No, you found
it. I'm pretty sure you were looking for it.
Yeah.
It's so off the wall, you probably did find sort of what you're looking for.
No.
How do you find, type in snake in the ass, and then what do you find?
No, it was a snake in the ass.
It's how to.
No, I somehow came across this picture.
Woman
gives
birth to
a
snake.
No, this dude, he's got his fucking cock sitting on a table, and a garden snake is crawling out of the fucking hole of
Photoshop,
his cock.
Photoshop.
There's no way.
I don't think it was Photoshop. No, Photoshop. The snake was about yay big and fucking that long coming. Yeah, it was
Photoshop.
How
do you shove it in the first place?
People fucking do some of that
have
shit.
Have you seen the,
Have you ever seen the porno where the fucking chicks are able to get their tongues into the dude's fucking hole?
No, have you seen, it's called,
they're not circumcised.
Children in the Sandbox?
No.
And it's this girl, and she's getting this, I don't know what it is, it looks like a dildo or a sharp pointy thing, And he started shoving in the guy's dick.
Yeah.
And it's like splitting in half like that.
Yeah, they have fucking porn like that. It's fucking crazy.
I know what you're talking about. I actually got to give you a story on that. I don't have the story with
personal.
Me. Yeah, it's a personal story. The story's all fucked up. It's called Guts, written by Chuck Palahniuk. And fucking, I have the audio of that too. It's really fucked up because they had a thing called, like, he had a brother who was in the army. And he's fucking, he sent him all his letters as of how Arabs jerk off. And they'd stick this fucking thing in their fucking dick, like you're saying. Mm. And fucking then jerk off while that's in there with them.
When they try to get distance at the end or what?
I don't know, they just said it fucking feels great.
I don't see how that could feel great, because you know, no, you know,
that hurts.
I remember when I was a kid,
I had a bladder infection.
No, I had a bladder infection. And one of the things the doctors do when you have that as a fucking guy is they take this long ass cotton swab and they stick it in there.
They also have STDs.
That's,
I think every kid.
I know doctors do that.
I know that doctors do that, and I know.
I think every kid had experimented and tried to put something in there.
I've never tried to do it myself. Uh-uh. The only time this ever happened was once at the hospital, like hell. And it fucking hurts.
Well, at least it hurts like hell. I didn't have to find out to do that. Like, yeah. You just imagine that would be hurting. But in the story, a kid, like, wanted to jerk off, and he thought, he remembered the story his brother told him about how Arabs jerk off, and he's looking around for some shit, and he was thinking about, like, you know, pencil, fucking straw, whatever, God. And he saw, like, a wax candle. And ah! you know that little line of wax that comes out of a candle when it's dripping down?
Uh-huh.
He broke that off and stuck it in his dick.
I think I vaguely remember this. Go on.
And he does it, but a piece of the wax stays in there. And then it starts to hurt, like, his dinner table. And, like,
that jolly penis off,
like,
huh?
Insane. You get fucking, like, an infection and shit because everything's backed up in there. And, it's, you know, he has to eventually explain to his family that, you know, how this happened.
So, kids, remember at home.
It's a progression. It was basically a progression of fucked up ass stories that got to the big one.
I remember a long time ago. It wasn't at Jim's party that you're telling me this.
I played it there.
No, you and Timmy were telling me this once at Jimmy's fucking apartment. We were talking about books. That was when I was first going to let Tim borrow World War Z. You guys were telling me about that.
Okay. See, I played it there at Jim's a couple of times.
Okay.
But yeah, Tim and I had talked about it because yeah. Tim couldn't stand it. He's like, turn that shit off.
No, you and him were talking to me about it.
Did you cry?
He almost did. That shit was like, turn the fucking shit off right now. I can't fucking stand that shit because the story is really fucked up.
What made it so bad, though?
Well, it's one of three stories, and the third one is the most fucked up one.
But I don't get why that would, because you just told me, like, you know.
That was story one. That's the least fucked up of them all.
I'm not even slightly like...
That's my abridged version of it. Like, you hear the story, you hear detail, and you're just sitting there by yourself, like, listening to that shit.
The little boy pops out the camera.
I'm not as, like, visual and graphic. I'm not a fucking writer. So, like, they actually, you know, get in there, what the fuck is happening.
He smells the candle before he puts in, makes sure it's a good scent.
Maria. No, when I lived in Utah...
They did all the time?
Oh, yeah. Shit. There's... She...
I had a...
Towel fucking...
No, I had a friend of mine who used to work at the mental hospital there, and he was telling me about this one kid that they had there. He was so fucked up from the Mormon teachings his mom instilled in him to where he was raised to believe that even by having a hard-on was a sin against God, and so he would defile himself. Oh. It got to the point this kid would fucking sneak mercury thermometers and hide them, and then if he woke up or got an erection at any point, he would stick it into his dick. Then put his dick between the wall and the door, you know, the hinge area, and he would slam the door shut.
I'm pretty sure he'd be dead.
No, he didn't die.
I'm pretty sure he would die of mercury poisoning.
You'd think he'd go crazy and then die.
Yeah.
No, you would think. You know, he didn't die. And
call
even
the Mad Hatter?
Yeah. No, and then even though...
there's no way.
Mad Hatter.
He would die of internal bleeding and mercury poison at the same time.
Yeah, you'd think. Well, okay, I could be wrong about the mercury. I'm just saying it's like that type of thermometer, though. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't necessarily mercury in it. It was that type. But no.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans on the mercury. Sorry.
Sounds
not
like
only
a good time
fucking
to
up his dick, but of course shattering a thermometer and cutting him up. So you'd think, okay, if someone's that desperate to not have this problem medically wise for his own sanity, fucking take it off. No. The state would pay for it to be fucking undergo reconstructive surgery. This kid did it, I couldn't tell you how many fucking times, and every time, reconstructive surgery.
It's a life.
After so many times, there's not much of a dick left.
Yeah. It's like shredded cheese and stuff. But no, he kept doing it.
Just make him a woman.
Probably made it bigger.
Then he went up.
That's what I said. Made it bigger. All right, why don't you just do the kid a favor and whack it off?
Yeah, this kid has a problem with an erection. Let's make his dick incredibly huge.
Yeah. Why not?
No, when I heard that shit, though, I'm like, oh, God, I couldn't imagine.
You thought about that gay?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jason's actually wearing a shirt with a bunch of kids flying up in the air with balloons.
And they, you and your children floating up in hot air balloons.
I'm sorry for the fag bag. Off,
isn't that? Yeah.
Sorry for the fag bag, Jason.
He actually said he liked my shirt earlier, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because it got a bunch of children on it.
I do.
I keep them with me.
Yeah. You take your kids wherever you go.
Rip another child. Another kid in the balloon. I don't want a tattoo. I'm not that creepy. I just get shirts with more kids on it.
He just gets it where no one can see it. Because God knows a woman would never see it.
There's a girl in here, too.
Are you sure?
She's a woman now.
It's a white silhouette.
I think it's a man with blonde hair.
They're all look like Justin Bieber.
It's like a Peter Pan kind of a shirt.
I'll come fly with me.
Yeah. I
don't remember them flying with balloons.
All it takes is a balloon.
I thought they had to...
They ran out of happy thoughts. I made sure of that.
What with your happy cock?
Jason, a.k.a. Mr. Slappy Fist.
Mr. Slappy Fist.
Everyone's speechless.
That was funny.
You sick bastard. What are you looking at? But now he's thinking of the hamster.
It's coming from the fucking pig. Bearded fucking Armenian over here.
We're all fucking bearded. What are you talking about?
No, we have goatees. You're bearded.
We have pretentious goatees. You have a beard.
You've got a douchebag goatee. I've got the fucking long.
No, Steve's got a fucking wig on his chin. That's what he has. Steve can donate that shit to the cancer donation.
Why do you think someone put that on your head? That's why I grow it out so long. They can, and it's not even just for the cancer donation.
It's like I grew my nut hairs for about 3 years, and I cut them off, and I put them on Steve's chin. That's what it looks like.
It's for guys who got testicular cancer. They lost all the hair and the balls.
That's right.
Steve just grew that goatee to block his double chin so he doesn't feel very... So people don't know. He stares at him. It blocks his double chin block so it protects his self-esteem.
Can't blame me for being a smart fat guy. Because I'm smart amongst the fat of us.
If you gain more weight, it just fan out. Yeah.
it
kind of does.
As opposed to being
straight down. The more weight, the bigger it goes.
Yeah, kind of. It actually does branch out to the side like a peacock fan.
That's how when you sneeze, it spreads out.
The reason Jason has a goatee is so he doesn't feel so young.
It's actually to cover the fact that I don't have a chin.
I don't. That's why.
I don't have a manly cleft.
I don't have a chin.
Don't have a manly cleft.
I lack chin, and plus I hate shaving.
Actually, if you notice with Eric though, his chin and throat are like all in one.
Something like that.
There's no real ridge. It just like into the throat.
No chin.
I can't grow a beard like that. Mine's a little patchy.
Yeah, it's called being a man.
Yeah, I'm not a man yet.
See that?
It's gonna start calling
it's the sound
patchy.
Of a man
burping up cock.
Yeah,
all the air gets in there. It's like a queef. It's a man queef.
Jason caught it in the jar and saved it for later.
Speaking of keeping it in a jar, I was watching this video. This fucking girl, she wants to start a business. And it's fucking retarded.
I'd smell it. I don't care. I don't know what you're going, but
she's a cute girl. I'll keep it. She's a bit weird hippie chick though.
Now let her fart in my face. She want to
do
that?
Hippie chicks don't clean themselves.
I don't care. What are you picky?
She's farting in your face. It's not really matter. It's clean. It's gonna be a fart in your face.
I don't care.
But her idea was she believes that different air from other places give off this certain kind of energy.
What about fart?
So her business plan, she needs $500,000 for this. She can get special vacuums and equipment to get air from different locations.
500 grand?
To bottle air from different places in the world and sell them. And jars will go from like $10 to $10,000.
Was this your attachment to the email you got from Kinta Kinde from the Prime Minister of Kenya asking to be a business partner for a United Bank?
No, because he said I had a lot of money coming.
I think I'd rather have her just fart in a jar and I'll take it, let alone just one air.
Would you
fart? For like what, a buck a shot?
Why not?
I bet there's a viable market for that.
I'm sure there is.
Because in Japan, you know, they sell fucking clothing that girls wore. Like, you know.
I'll take some Brazilian
farts. Yeah,
they sell underwear
they have
and fucking
machines.
And they also sell clothes, too, that they wore.
Yeah, but
they make money on the side. There's whole shops of just used clothes.
Yeah, but they're not as
I'll take a whiff.
They're not as hot as the vending machines that sell pre-used little girl panties.
Not necessarily. It's always little girls. Hot,
it's fucking used panties.
I mean, I don't know. That's
some
that's
guys are into that.
That's
shit.
Probably a bad little girl. If she smells that bad at it's young age. It's probably
some ugly ass dirty chick. Yeah, they put a hot chick on
I'm
the cover
sure,
of the box.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's an older chick because they actually produce more smell. I'm pretty sure younger girls.
It's just like the phone. It's just. Like
I think there's an age cutoff. Eventually, you're dry. There's no smell.
Yeah.
No, it's just like the phone sex network. You know, they describe themselves as some hot chick, and really, it's a 500-pound hippo laying in bed permanently for the rest of her lifetime.
Not in my mind.
Not in my mind. Okay, well, in the mind of the Japanese guys, it's
that's
a
the point.
Girl.
You have a sexy ass voice. Yeah, you
can. I know. It's not, but you can pull it off.
I don't know. I've called. Can pull I've, off called a woman. I've called the free 800 number once when I was a kid. Some of them weren't all that sexy.
We did that before. And
that
we
was 3 weeks ago.
Background.
Yeah.
We've heard kids in the background.
Well, it's because they're not out of call center. It's directly linked to their fucking home phone number.
Oh, dude, there used to be this chat hotline we used to call. It was like a...
Party line?
Party line. There you go. I love that. Boy. We call that shit all the time.
I remember party
what
line
was it?
Back in the day.
I wonder if they still have that. No, it's
free.
They're
free party line.
It's free party line.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if they still have that.
Or if you have a...
Why are you going to troll
for
a
party line?
Yeah, it's
called Lava Light.
Huh?
Isn't that Lava Light?
I don't know.
No, that
but
one charges.
No, there's two of them you can call. And then if you want to skip a room, like you get a guy and you want to skip a room and then you get a girl. Like there's like 10 people talking at once.
How would you skip a room? Push the pound button?
I don't know. But there's like 10 there's like 10 people talking at once. There's, yeah, there's
how
like
would
five
you,
rooms.
How would you understand
they
your conversation?
Like the they were like the first chat rooms where people were just talking. Eventually people
well,
talk
because
you gay
eventually,
and
eventually like you're talking, like say you're talking to a girl and they give you your number and then you're talking like that. But you'd have like this like, you know, beaner guy talking to this
Yeah,
girl,
then you go to, then you, like when you meet them, you go private chat. Right?
Same yeah, but chat how can you get that far with them if 10 people are talking at once in the same fucking room? You can't understand what
it's not 10 people. It's like a few people. I'm
so you go
sure.
on the phone like ASL.
It was funny and like
sounds
and
like chat roulette.
And then,
without the
and then you
text.
Have that you have that room you have that roommate or like that that lady talking room 3 or like you skip rooms like 6 rooms I think.
Yeah, that's the movie phone guy's wife.
Yeah, I remember that shit. We said shit in high school all the time.
But you know, there's a commercial like that for
coming
those,
soon
for like the Lava Light.
But it's only local.
Yeah,
like you only talk to local people.
There's a commercial like that
I
for like those party lines and shit, like kind of like Lava Light and shit like that. You know who's in the commercial for that? Kate from fucking Lost.
Ooh, I talked to Kate.
It's like, would you like talk to sexy singles and shit like that? She before she was on Lost and shit, she's in the commercial
like
for
Kate.
That.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. She was.
The guy. What
made you really believe those fucking commercials are fake?
So
we'll never talked to that chick.
Dr. Yeah. Phil used to do that too.
Okay, the guy who was in Lost, he was also in
Would
Lord
you
of the
Rings. Like to talk sexy?
The guy who played Charlie in Lost.
Cheer up, Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Drug shooter Charlie.
Yeah. No.
Why don't you say the guy from Lord of the Rings?
Because I'm talking about him on Lost. You know, he it's and the chick who played Kate dated.
You know, he's actually
good
crazy.
Yeah, they for a while they were dating.
Yeah, I saw the Eminem.
You know he's fucking crazy in real life. Like
is he?
He's nuts. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I saw the Eminem video.
He's a nut job.
He burnt the house down.
He's a nut job in real life.
I know. I've seen interviews with him. He seemed fine.
No, he's a real nut job.
Explains why he takes nutty roles. Well, yeah, no, he and the chick who played Kate
dated
for like a year or two.
I'm surprised he died.
Oh, he did. A great
I thought
job.
He eventually come back in some weird way.
I wanted him to.
Couple
well,
episodes,
couple
as a
dreams.
Ghost to her
not as a person who's not really, he's dead, who's not there.
I wanted him to,
as really alive.
I kind of want him to burn. I don't know why.
Instead of drown?
Yeah.
You want him to go the Freddy route, not the Jason route?
I guess.
No, I was actually
kinda
sad.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. You know, I was sad that he died, personally. He was a cool guy.
No, he was a stalker. He's obsessed.
Yeah, with heroin.
No, and pregnant chicks.
No, and they did bring him back for the final season.
He was in the other world.
He was obsessed with
Flash Sideways.
Yeah,
because if you remember, he was the
I remember.
He was
I
rocker
remember.
Guy that fucking
he was supposed to die.
The British the British dude was picked up, and yeah, so
he got saved on the plane. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't how he saved it. Yeah,
there were snakes on the plane too.
But no, fucking what the
Sam
hell was
Jackson
it?
Was in it? I know that he's everywhere. He's everywhere, dude. He's
the Aussie guy. What's his name? Desmond. Yeah, Desmond was supposed to pick him up at the airport, and he's talking to him and telling him, oh, I'm going to show you, and he drives a car over the fucking water, makes that near-death experience to realize, wait a minute. Yeah.
I like Desmond. He's a good character.
Desmond was awesome. Although I never...
Bit gullible, because you actually got tricked to the fucking pushing that button for many years.
Yeah.
Dude, that would suck. I would cry.
You seem like a really smart guy, but still...
Finally doesn't...
You have to do this.
Yep. Finally doesn't push a button, and he gets premonition powers. You know what one of the things I never...
Oh, and then what's his name? What's the Asian guy's name?
The Asian guy?
The one he got blow up on the boat?
Jin?
That sucks. Jin.
Yeah, he survived. No, the one
he blew up? No, he died with his wife.
He blew up on his boat. He didn't die with his wife. He got blown up on the boat.
No, he did not.
He actually lived through that. He lived through that.
It wasn't until the submarine was sinking. Yeah. His wife couldn't get out, and he refused to leave her. He decided, you know, fuck it. I'm going to die and drown here with you. No, the thing I never understood with
Desmond. I thought they would live, too, actually.
Poor orphan baby.
I know. Yeah, orphan baby. Yeah, you're right. That's what I thought they'd live.
Yeah. the thing with Desmond I never understood, they never did answer, is in the season before the last, when they're all trying to get back to the island, and they're talking with Daniel Faraday's mother in the fucking pendulum room.
Yeah.
Well, she tells Desmond, the island's not done with you, and Desmond walks off. That's the last time you ever see Desmond, other than the flash sideways.
Until you watch it again. I want to buy that set, though. I sit and watch it again.
It's all Netflix.
Because for the longest time, I was waiting for Desmond to come back. Wait, no.
Loser.
I'm wrong. Desmond does come back. That's right.
Don't listen to Steve.
I know. Like you just. Okay, there you go.
No. It
remind
just,
me why he came back.
It just struck me because if you remember, Penny's dad has him come back on the island because he was able to be exposed to the high frequency electromagnetic nodes.
Yeah, and he became really enlightened and just walked around and give a shit about it.
Like how the island but it never shows
what happens to him after that, as far as I remember.
That is what the loophole is. Like at the end. When they get on the plane to leave, Desmond's not with them.
Yeah.
He's still on the island somewhere.
Yeah.
And Jack's dying. And
Jack dies. Hurley becomes the new keeper of the island, and Ben becomes the second, which I did like that part.
It's all in his mind.
He's not dead, Dan. He's dying. So, he does die, but he's dying.
No, but I do like how Hurley becomes the keeper of the island, and Ben becomes the second. I thought it was cool. Hurley becomes the new Jacob. Ben pretty much gets his role he used to get under Jacob.
When you watch, you always know Hurley was a big part.
He's the Richard now.
You know Hurley was a big part.
More or less.
He's pretty much Richard now.
More or less. No, and that's why I did like it. That's like the only thing about the whole Flash Sideways Afterlife thing I did like.
How do you trust Ben the rest of that time?
You don't. He's weird looking.
I was surprised that would go on. Like I know he probably feel sorry.
He's a weird looking person.
Eventually he would try to go back and do that stuff because you couldn't trust him from the get-go. He's always... Be good for a little bit, then always try to get his way.
Again. He's just a weird-looking guy in general.
And that's one thing I did like, though, about the whole afterlife flash sideways when they're all meeting in the church. You know, Hurley asked him, you coming in, dude? He's like, no, I'm going to stick around for a while. And Hurley says, hey, you were an awesome second. And Ben tells him, thanks, you were a great number one. And that was their like final thing. And that's how you do kind of get a little bit of, oh, so they did good on the island together. And that was cool.
They're talking about the gay relations.
That's right. Between an old white guy and a young Mexican chubby.
His bear.
Dude, young chubby.
He's cupping his bear.
Chubby's understatement. Fucking huge.
He would just look right now. I was like, don't talk about fat people. Like, I relate to him.
I do, you fuck.
I want to run an island.
I talk to the dead as well.
I want to run an island with my cub.
I too play checkers with Mr. Echo.
All right.
Well, it sounds like that might be the end of the show.
It might be the end of the show, mini part there,
because we kind of ran out of steam after that. So let's just call it
I don't think we got steam going.
For I don't reason. Know. I'm not Thomas.
The tank engine?
Tank engine.
No. The porn queen.
Oh, I think
Thomas the train.
The tank engine. Yeah,
that's the Thomas
the tank engine.
Are you guys really going to sit here and argue about a children's character for a four-year-old?
Children, he's still Thomas. Around. What are you talking about?
I said the tank engine. He said the train.
Shit.
He went from Reading Rainbow to his own fucking sitcom, whatever.
LeVar Burton?
What?
He said from Reading Rainbow to his own sitcom? What sitcom is he on? Star Trek?
Star Trek was a sitcom, but okay.
You just said he went from Reading Rainbow to his own sitcom.
I know.
I was talking about Thomas the Tank Engine. He got his own sitcom.
I thought you were on a PBS level. It's like, okay. They were all PBS.
He's still on PBS. You jack wagon.
And you're talking about us.
I don't watch PBS still. I don't know these things.
I don't get Channel 3.
Excuse me for being the only one here that has a married and has a family.
Is Bill Nye still on, too?
I don't know, because if he was, I would watch it.
Is the school bus still on?
I don't think so.
He learned him good.
Arthur's still on. I know that.
Arthur.
I don't watch
Arthur is that weird looking creature thing. I don't know.
He's like, I can't figure if he's a mole, a bear, a mouse, rat, what? What the fuck is he?
I don't know.
An anteater, I think? That I think he's an aardvark.
I remember the
bird. Aardvark might be it.
Arthur the aardvark. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. We don't know a lot of shit here.
No, we don't.
You don't correct us.
If you people in China, because you're our only listeners at the moment, know.
Don't tell them that shit. We'll give them information.
By the way, Steve hates you because you don't have a part for his TV.
Yeah, you fuckers. I've got a freaking a Scepter television TV made in China.
Never heard of it.
The only thing I need is a goddamn motherboard to fix this thing. I go online 6 months ago and I can find them no problem. I went on tonight to try and find a fucking replacement so I can buy it because now I have the money. And everyone's out of stock. There's a billion, like 5 billion people in your country. At least 1 billion of you can start pulling together to fucking build a new one. Come on now. I just need one fucking motherboard.
Okay, you know what the problem is right there?
You gotta ask Triton for a Scepter.
You didn't get the fucking paperwork for the factory recall. Also, it's about over 6 months old. They probably have a new model. No one cares about that fucking shit no more.
I do, because I got the TV for free and I just want to fix the fucking thing.
They build the new parts. They don't have
TV's probably caught on fire and everyone died. That.
Anyway, so yeah, this concludes Ripped in Half. You can get a hold of us at our podcast, as always. No. Not our. Yeah. See,
we will talk to you directly through our podcast that you download later.
We will. We will.
We know what you're going to say before you're going to say it. And
no, you can get a hold of us at our podcast via our email at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can get a hold of Eric at our Twitter. What is it, Eric?
Ripped in Half Twitter.
I thought it was just at Ripped in Half.
That's okay. What I said.
Eric always fucks it up.
Well, at Ripped in Half, you have to go to Twitter. At Ripped in Half Twitter.
You just go to Twitter and then type at
Ripped in Half. Just open your Twitter app and say, type in
you at. You Twitter the Ripped in Half, and you go to Ripped in Half, and you Twitter.
Either way, you can twatter us at Ripped in Half.
I sound like you raped us.
You can rape us at Ripped in Half.
You can twatter us all you want. Like, you just got molested.
Yeah, could be fun.
I just got twattered.
And if anybody out there who wants to get a hold of us on Xbox, maybe play, talk about the show.
And
Eric,
yes,
what's yours?
And yes, it takes 10 minutes for us to end the show, by the way, if you're wondering.
Yeah, I know. Eric, what's yours?
Oh, the last show, it took us like 20 minutes.
Hello, C-Mello, XboxLive.com. HELLOCMELLO.
Do is send a request, Hello, C-Mello.
Yeah, but how are they going to supposed to know spell Hello, C-Mello?
How hard is that? Hello. H E L L O C C E.
No one's done an O C E. They're just going to put a C.
Okay. One, he's right. Because one, they live in China. You got to spell this shit.
Okay. I just spelled it for him. What's yours?
All right.
Spell it phonetically.
What the fuck is yours?
I'll spell it for him. Line on top, two lines going through.
You're going to draw it from him.
Now that's offensive. What's your. Oh, wait. Jason can't give his Xbox account right now because
he's an asshole.
He let it perspire.
I think by the time it airs, I'll have
okay.
I'll
then put what it back is it
in there? So
then what is it?
Yeah. So yeah, in your fucking.
Hey,
face,
honestly,
and what the fuck is
Jason,
it?
Jason, the best deal. I think you should go for the family pack.
Yeah, you keep pushing that.
Four years, $100.
Do you have a fucking
4 years
sponsored by Xbox or something?
I have 3 years. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but he keeps pushing that family pack. Like he's fucking getting sponsored by fucking.
I am. Every time
yeah,
I
but I heard about
it.
The family pack. Only one of them can be set up as the adult account holder. The rest of them are set up as children accounts.
No, you can put all four. You can put all 4 years on your one account.
Oh, okay. Anyways, Jason, what is your gamer tag?
My name is Lieutenant Davenport, so it's LTDAVENPORT.
Although, between the LT, put a space.
Gay.
Yeah.
Xbox gave him that
name. Okay. There's a space between the LT.
They don't even understand their name. No one does.
I don't even get
it. There's probably a small group of people who know. And if you know,
smokers,
tell me in a message, actually, why that exists.
Or you can email them.
No, they're going to send me
at Ripped in Half.
No, I want
at to Ripped in Half
one,
podcast.
They'll find it and they'll tell me what it means.
Also, you can get a hold of me on the Xbox Live a la carte space 003.
You order everything a la carte, right?
A la carte. No, a la carte. It's Dracula backwards.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night, the best Castlevania game out there. The main character you play is the son of Dracula, and his name is Alucard.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I thought he meant a la carte.
Not a la carte.
He's grabbing random shit.
He's making shit up.
Not a la carte, not a la mode, it's a la carte.
I was talking about Alucard from, you know.
Golden Axe?
No.
No.
Madagascar 2.
I don't remember there being a character named Alucard in that.
Yeah, that's his original name is Alucard. Alex, his original name is Alucard.
He likes to move.
Because Alucard is African as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
and your
got
quotes,
AIDS.
I like to move it, right?
I like to move it, move it.
Don't do that. That's fucking stupid.
Don't. Where do you feel the shaking?
Move it!
Where do you feel the earth shaking? We don't want another incident.
All right, we're gonna end it there.
In Japan.
I apologize.
Too soon.
I apologize for those people out there. I had
another one.
I had a beach day. I'm sorry.
Like a beach whale.
You know what? Even I am allowed at least once.
FEMA tried to come and save him.
10 years. He said, "Oh, in the ocean."